תראה נשנה העדים שאומרו צב ידינו הוא זה. We're talking about a star. Which star? It seems any type of star. And witnesses come in and they're mekayim the signature. They say, Tzad Yadeinu Huzeh, Avol, Anusim Hayinu, Tanim Hayinu, Psulei Eidus Hayinu. So what are they saying? I'll say the star says the loan took place. Reuven lent Shimon $100. So now they walk in and they say, now Reuven wants to be tovea at $100. So they walk in and they say, this is our signature, but we were anusim. What's anusim? According to the Gemara's Maskana, anusim means milchim nusim after the fashis, we were forced. Or we were ktanim, or we were psulei edis, but tash psulei edis, Rashi says, korayvim misachim b'kovya. So, therefore, hariyel and emanim, so Reuven came on us. What are they saying? They're saying the loan did take place or the loan didn't take place. What are they saying in the Mishnah? They're saying we were craving and the loan took place, we just shouldn't have signed it. The loan took place. Is it established talking that the loan took place? Doesn't make a difference. What are you going to do? What? I don't know. They're coming and saying there was something wrong. So, if the loan took place, why were they having some mechmas nefashis? Why did someone point the gun at them and force them to sign?
No, did
not take place.
By
one case is talking that it did take place, one case that it didn't take place.
That doesn't make, if you go and say that we were false agents and we were private and the loan didn't take place, that's
the whole mission is talking in one case. And either they're saying the loan did take place or saying the loan didn't take place. So what's the case? If you're going to say the loan did take place, the case of Anusim is a little funny. Why did they have to be bribed? Why did they have to be forced?
They didn't want to sign,
so someone forced them. So who cares? Does it matter? Let's say I see a loan, and I don't want to sign, and I get involved. Someone points a gun at me and says sign. And I don't want to sign. So I sign. Is there something wrong with that signature? Am I called Anusim? How would you say? I'm not sure. Someone forces me to sign, but it's true. What's wrong with that? Elamai, you're going to say it didn't take place. We signed and it did not take place. No, it did take place. What? Why do they have to say anusim? But they know the Mesa Matri Rasha, so they have to say we're anusim. They can't make themselves rishayim, they're going to say they signed something that's not true. So that's why they say we were forced. Somebody pointed a gun at us, and that's why we signed. But if you're going to say it did not take place, again, if you say it did take place, then I don't have a tiyusta on it, but it's just not mistaber that anusim means it did take place, and we were forced, because if I tell Bezin it did take place, and I signed it, so I was forced. I don't know, it would be a chiddush to say that possible to me, that possible to shtar. Is that possible to shtar? If it's true, and I just didn't want to get involved, and someone forced me to sign. Even if someone bribed me to sign, but it'll be true. Something else.
Then there was a loan, but he didn't want to sign it, because it wasn't...
Well, what did the agent say? So my question is, what did the Eidim say? And therefore, so the Melva didn't take place. Anusim Ha'inu is Mashra, that did not take place. In, which place does he say that didn't take place? In Eino Demis Masar Rasha. Place of Rafesha didn't take place. So it didn't take place. So then what's Pshat? So they just say, you know, credit lien. Instead of coming into business and saying, the loan never took place. Plus, you're a credit. What part of Mishnah did take place? What part of Mishnah did not take place? So the Cliven case is talking did take place. So Nusim did not take place, and Cliven did take place. A little bit of a dicey.
But it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because
it did not take place. Problem is that it didn't take place, then they're making themselves a shine. They're saying we're crazy, and we signed anyway, and since it's our relative, we signed on a star shekel. So that's making themselves a shine. Our mission we said, can't return
the
man.
No,
the Mishnah says they're not making themselves a shine. That's the Gemara says. So that's a problem with Rashi. It's a kasha on Rashi, which we'll get to. The Gemara says that it must be talking, they're not making themselves a shine. That's why it can't be talking on Nusim Achmas Mamim. What you're asking is a good kasha on Rashi, that's why I asked, and I'll get to it in a few minutes. But,
that's
a good question, also. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Right now, I'm just talking about whether the loan took place or didn't. It certainly makes the shtar no good, yes.
But that makes sense if the
loan
happened.
But
I'm saying
it isn't. I mean, who cares if the loan took place? The difference is, if they say the loan didn't take place, are they believed? Are they believed? They know the minute we say another makes master rush.
Why would they say that? They just say credit.
If they walk into bed and they say the loan didn't take place, we were relatives, so we signed. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayis brings two ways to learn Kreidim. Maybe you're right, maybe there are two ways to learn Anusim. But he brings that by Kreidim, there are two ways to learn. The Sma learns, the Sma asks, I ain't other makes a mass by Rasha. How could they say Kreidim by Yinu? So the Sma says, no, they're saying that the loan really did take place. You learned that with Shoyim. You didn't try to cheat anybody. But the Lashtar Apostle, because we were Kreidim. So the Sma learns that they're saying that it did take place. And the Sma is a kash on himself. If it did take place, and they signed up Kreidim, they're still Rishoyim because they're creating a Shtar. And when you create a Shtar, what happens when you create a Shtar? You come on out from the Kuchis. You could go take away fields from people who purchased fields. So, right, even if the loan did take place, they're still Rishon. They're making a shtar. They're creating a shtar which is going to allow the Malva to be Torah from the Kuchin. So that's also Rishus. So the Sma says it's not Rishus. Because if the loan really took place, so it's not a terrible thing. They'll go, they'll take away from the Kuchas. The Kuchas will get their money back from the Leiva eventually. But that doesn't make Rishus. I don't understand that fully. What? You make a new din. You make up a new halacha. That if you can make a shtar and create a coil with four sages, you still be tied from the Kuchas. It's a very big finish. It may mean be what it's not mean, but it's all true. Anyway, this is the way the Sma learns. The Sma learns that the loan did take place, and you must say this, because otherwise they're Rishon. And therefore the Sma says, if they say the loan didn't take place, they're talking not believe. You know, they make that Rosh. The Taz disagrees. Taz says that they could say the loan did not take place. Why did we sign Rishon? So they could say, we thought everyone knows this is a joke. We're Kreidim, and a Kreidim signed a shtar. Everyone realized right away the whole thing is a joke, that the relative signed a shtar. So it wasn't vicious. You just, you know, a relative pressure has to sign. We sign, we realize that nothing's ever going to come from it because people will realize that it's not a serious thing. They're arguing with people, the Tar says that everyone will realize we're crazy. The Smar saying that not everyone realizes we're crazy. I don't know the lumdus what they argue with, but anyway, it sounds like the Maisa, we right away have two ways to learn up the whole sugya. So we can learn up the Mishnah, at least the case of Kraidu. We can learn two ways. We can learn either they're saying it didn't take place or they're saying it did take place. Kivager brings a raya from later in the sugya to the Sma. So he's more noted to the Sma. It did take place. Okay. The way we have, so we have right away two ways to learn the case of the Mishnah. Now, next issue is the issue of Psulei Eidus Ayinu. What type Psulei Eidus? So could Psulei Eidus mean Gazlanusa? And we look at one, the thieves, so Psulei Eidus. So the Ram says it can't mean Gazlanim. Because Eino de Mesa Masai Roshan. If the person doesn't know that they're Gazlanim, then people are not believed to say that they're Gazlanim. And therefore, Psulei Eidus can't mean Gazlanim. So what does Psulei Eidus mean? So Rashi says either Kraidim, relatives, okay, or Misachim Bakodim, people who are Misachim Bakodim, people who gamble. Gamble is a Psulei Eidus, the Rabbanim. So what Shver and Rashi is a Misachim Bakodim, it's also Rosh, another Mesim Asmai Rosh. Just like you're not saying Goslin. Because a Goslin is a Russia, and you know that makes him answer Russia, a person not believed to say that he's a Goslin. So, Frekta Rizva, how could Rashi say, Misachim Bakovya? Misachim Bakovya is also Gazela. You know that makes him answer Russia. We will discuss why when we get to it in the Gemara. But it's a given that a person is not believed to say the Rosh. We had this earlier in the year. We had two ways of learning it and of learning. For now, you just take it as a given that a person is not believed to say the benefit.
But it's known thing
if it's known, then we don't need him to say it. If it's known, so then Bezin will find two witnesses to say it, then the whole Mishnah is not shy. It's not Nageya. The Mishnah is only Nageya where it's not known, and he's the only one saying it. That's the whole Mishnah, the whole case of the Mishnah. So this is the response Kasha on so Yeshua says the Teretz. Yeshua says the Yeshua says why is it Misachi for Kuvya Pasulayit? Anybody know? Why is gamble a gamble of Pasulayit? Huh? One of the two pshatim. The other one. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has two mandiyamar. One mandiyamar says Misachi Bakuvya is possible because that's called the Gazlan de Rabbanan. Why is it Gazela today? What's wrong with betting? What's wrong with betting? Why is that Gazela? The answer is that this mandiyamar holds that someone who bets only bets on the Shmachta. You place a bet, you're betting on the smach that you're going to win. On the assumption that you have some a good hand, you know, you're playing cards, could be a card. If you're playing cards, you have a good hand. And based on that, you're willing to bet. But the person is not machna b'lev shalei. The person is not really, nobody's looking to lose. So that is gezeilah d'rabbanan. That's the first mandiyam in Sanhedrin. And it's not because he's possibly he's a Goslin. It's a Goslin drop out of it, but it's still a Goslin. Now Goslin's a Raisa, the person of Maisa gives over the money. But being that he does it with a day or that he thinks he's going to win, or he thinks he has a good chance of winning, so that's a Goslin drop out. There's a second Mandiyama. There's a Mandiyama there that holds that Asmach Takanya, that gambling does not create Gazela. And the reason you're possible, if somebody is a gambler, is because Einam Oiskim Yeshuva Shalayim. Somebody who makes his living by gambling does not contribute to society, doesn't contribute to the Yeshuv Ha'olam. And such a person is very light with responsibility, light with money. And someone who's not right to be Yeshuva Shalayim, the Rabbanan said that he's not a kasher. He's a light person, not a serious person. And such a person we don't want for it. Excuse me? Yes. He still makes much of Russia, yeah. And it's about himself that he was a Russian. So, can't say he did in Abeira. I can't believe say he did in Abeira in the camp. The it's up to say Yeshua, it's totally in these two Madiyamas. According to the first Madiyama, that you're a Goslin, so then you're a Russian. Talk the truth. You can, should not say Misach Mekovia, because they're not the Mesa Matsu Rashi. You can't say you're Misach Mekovia. But according to the second Shimandiyama, it's very good. If you say you're Misach Mekovia, you're not saying you're a Russian. You're saying that you're a person who is in the eyes of Yeshua Shalom. Saying I'm an Einayot of Yeshuva Shalayim, and I'm postulated because of that. It's not a Rasha. So when Rashi says the Sachet the Kovya is like the Peshua, he means like that Mandiyama. Rashi's going that if there's a Mandiyama who holds the Sachet the Kovya is not a Rasha. And based on that Mandiyama, you could say our Mishnah is talking about the Sachet the Kovya. He's not a Rasha. This is Peshua. Good parents. Let me ask you a question. Is the Misachi Pekuvia a Russia? Is he a Russia? What business did he have signing the Shah? According to the second Mandiyama, he's not a God. Chayu, he is making himself a Russia. What's Chan of Pnei Yeshua? Pnei Yeshua says that he's not a Russia, we're going according to the second Mandiyama, in the second Sanhedrin. Who holds that he's puzzled, but not he's not a Russian. He's just a person that's in the eyes of Yeshuva Shalayim, and that makes him possible. So I'm asking you, isn't he a Russian anyway? What business does he have signing a star if he's a Misach HaBekovia? He knows he's a puzzled. He knows he's a Misach HaBekovia. So he has no business. They call him up to see the Eidei Kedushin. You go up and say that he's puzzled for Eidei Kedushin. He can be Misach HaKedushin. Tzadikdushin, not to be kosher, just have to be fruit. But Aegis, you have to be kosher. So, isn't that a rishus itself? Isn't that a rishus itself to go up and to sign a shtar when you know you're a Misach HaBekovia? What? If he knows he's not eligible to sign. No, not a Rasha. I'm an Yeshuva Shalayim, so I can't sign. Yeah, apostle, but not a Rasha. It's a type of psalm which is not a Rasha. That's called the Sefer Tekuvia. What, he now discovered that he's the Sefer Tekuvia? Maybe he'll say he didn't know. But then he's not possible. Yeshua is saying that Rashi is referring to someone who's in it to be Yeshua. What? He makes his living.
The same explanation we have is for the
quality.
Either
just one number of flights,
in which case,
let's see that. So, according to the Smah, Yeshua is good. What did the Smah say that Christ? Why don't we say a Kurid? He's a Rasha, he's signed. What business does he have signing? It's not said, if it's a true thing that he signed on, he's not a Rasha. He has no business signing, but when I say he's not causing any wrong thing to happen, what's going to happen? He knows it's a true loan. He signed, maybe he shouldn't have signed, but you can't call him a Rasha. So according to the Sma, what the Sma said by Kurid, was this Masa by Kreiden, that it's not Rishus. He signed on something, then, so if you say, because he signed on something, because it was true, so even if he's a Karev, he's not a Rosh, it's the same thing. If he's a Masa because he's not a Rosh. According to the Taz. According to the Taz. The Taz said, everyone knows, it's a relative sign, it's nothing. Is that true by Masa because he's is it?
Yeah,
everyone knows that it's Abu Kuvia. Maybe. Not sure. I'm not sure that I would think that. Well, I think the Taz is assuming that it would, anybody who seriously tries to be Tavar with the Shtar, it will become readily apparent that these are current. Anybody looks into it will become apparent. Is that true about Masa Kuvia too?
This is what the guy does. So
it will become readily apparent. If so, then it's good like the Taz too. To me, it didn't seem so much that way. I mean, everyone knows he's a Sabakov. What? How? And we can argue about it. It's not a lumpish question. It's the question of the theist. But you see how it's tied to the Kreiden issue. You know, it's tied to the smash. The smash teret certainly fits with the issue. The ties is teret, so I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure the ties is teret. Sorry, I'm not so sure. Why they have to relevant to everyone else. The person isn't signed. Okay. There's a second teretz, which were both mentioned in passing. And hopefully we'll get more to this issue. The Pnei Shua says this teretz. I'm just telling you that according to this math, the Pnei Shua is good. According to this math, I'm not so sure. Just observing. The Rav Barpes says a second teretz in Pnei Shua under Ritzvah's Kasha. Rav Barpes says that Rashi will hold like those Rishonim that by Rishus the Rabbanan we don't say Ein Adam Meisam Atzmei Rosh. Seems it's such a shita that by Nadeira the Rabbanan you don't say Ein Adam Meisam Atzmei Rosh. I don't know the svara to it. It beats me. Hopefully we'll get to Ein Adam Meisam Atzmei Rosh soon. We'll see who the shita is. He said it's such a shita that Eino de Meisam Atzmei Rosh does not apply to a drabana. If it doesn't apply to a drabana, so then everything is possible. Good. Okay, so that's the ratio of the Mishnah. Let's do the same for the Mishnah. The Meshedim Shetzavyon, Shetzavyon Yetzimakim Acher, Einam Neman. Okay, what's the difference between the ratio where you believe and the Sefer where you're not believed? Why in the ratio when there are no Eidus you are believed, and the Sefer where you are Eidus you're not believed? It's not such an easy question as it seems. What is the ratio and the Sefer?
Okay.
So one way to learn the difference between the ratio and the Sefer is that in the ratio you have an eagle, you have a Teshasa. If you had been quiet, if you had been silent, what would have happened? You would have, the shtar would have been no good. So in the Reisha, you have a Peshas. In the Sefer, however, in the Sefer, you have no Peshas. It's Eidim Womakayim the shtar. So therefore, in the Sefer, you're not believed. It seems that Rashi learned this way. Rashi learned in the Reisha, you have a Peshas. And the Sefer, there is no Peshasa. And Rashi says in the Reisha, a Peshasa or a Peshahita. And the Rashi says, I'm the Waha. Good. No problem. The Chayra, there's a second way to learn, which the Gemara seems to say. That in the Sefer, we should say Kiva Chehigi Chavena Chayzer Umagid. Your signature is like an Eidus. your signature b'shtar, it's like an eidus. So keep it shehigid. Once you already said the signature in the shtar, ein chayzer al magid. You can't come now and say a second haggadah. That's the same. The sheikh in the Rasha. Okay?
In
the Rasha. We're going to have to see. But somehow the words are that in the Rasha, not Kivan Shekin. No Adam can't even the kind of Shtar earlier. And therefore. No, because according to the first way, it's a tremendous difference. The twist was a mission. The first way, it works off Nigel, or Tashas. The second way, you don't need a Nigel at all. You don't need any Nigel.
So the first way, the
Ration
don't have a signature, therefore you have
a Nigel. Right, the Sefer, you have a Nigel. You have a signature, therefore you have a Nigel. The second way to learn is that in the Sefer, you have no power to talk. In the Rasha, since you have a signature, right. And the Rasha, since you have the signature, so you don't say it's the Kivishim Shem Yerachai Zomai. Okay? That's what we're saying. The difference is, do you need a Migu in the Rasha? All of us learned this, because this is we learned with Rashi right away. We learned that the Rasha you believe because you have a Migu. But hold on a second. What do you need a Migu for in the Rasha? Can we learn the Rasha you believe because you're two Adam? Two witnesses, they walk into Bezin and they say something, so maybe they should be believed without an eagle. They walk into Bezin and they say, this star, you should know, the people who signed it, that's us, and we're private. So two Adam, they walk into Bezin, they say, the signatures are private. So what's wrong? What do they need an eagle for? What? They're only agents because it's not their money. The Baldin is the one who stands to lose money. But we're saying it's not Rishis. No, we're saying it's not Rishis either because of the Smart Attach. You have a reason, it's not Rishis. So what we did was not Rishis. And now they're coming to Bez and saying, we signed it. You go to Tad, they say, we signed it, we thought it's a joke. But the Smart, we signed it because it was true, but the truth is that was right. So however you learn, they're not Rishis. So the question is, you see the question. You can learn Al-Tzmigu, which is the way Rashi seems to learn. Perhaps Taisus, at least Taisus in the Kasha. But what do you need Migu for? Well, you can learn without Migu. You can learn. It doesn't say Migu in the Mishnah. It doesn't say Migu in the Mishnah. Would you have had a Kasha if I had learned this Mishnah with you? I would have said, Eidiv Sha'amru, Ksav Yidem Zav, Lusin, Ketam, Yitzvah, Yitzvah, why they believe? Because they're two witnesses. In common with them. They're crying
to the people who signed the shtar.
They're the ones who signed the shtar.
The only way they can say is from that.
Right.
I'll catch them.
Why?
Because they can't say it's from themselves. They can't say these eggs are selling the crying.
If it's not making Risha or making themselves a shtar, why can't they say it? So any time any two witnesses come in and say, I signed the shtar, it's saying it's about themselves, it's saying, I signed the shtar. So there must be that you can't say aidus that affects you, to make yourself a Russia, to make yourself gain money, to make yourself lose money, but just to say the way the signature took place, things you could say. So Lechaira, you have two ways to learn. You can learn out from Eagle. Or to learn without Migul. The Nefkamina, in the Gedulei Shmuel, which I showed some of you, he spells out the fact that you can learn two ways. That you could learn the Mishnah that you believed of the Migul in the Reisha, and the Sefer you have no Migul. If you learn that in the Reisha, you believe because you're witnesses. Because you're witnesses. And witnesses are believed. And the Sefer you not believe because Kivin Shekin Shem Yerachai Zomai. Says there'll be a very big Nafka Mina. In the Reisha, when it says Hari Elu Nemanim, do you rip up the Shtar or you don't rip up the Shtar? You destroy the Shtar or you don't destroy the Shtar? the woman. If they're believed as witnesses, of course you rip up the shtar. If you say the second way, they're believed as witnesses, then of course you rip up the shtar. The first way, they have amigo. Amigo of what? Amigo of what? Amigo of Iboi? Iboi Shaski. They wanted, it could have been quiet. They have been quiet. Would the shtar get ripped up? The shtar wouldn't be destroyed. The shtar would be hanging. You would say, we're not sure if it's a good shtar or not, so don't destroy it, and then it would still stick around. So, it's enough to mean if you destroy the shtar, you don't destroy the shtar. If you say that believes out the this, then you destroy the shtar, the karino l'shtara. If you say that believes with amigo, so it can only give them the kayach of the amigo. Kayach of the amigo, by shaski, would not rip up the shtar. Now, also, you don't rip up the shtar. It's one enough to be. So it's easier. Destroy the shtar, so there's still a potential for me later to try to compare it to other people's signatures and to be mekayim it independently.
If they came in and said whatever they said here, they said that you were Lucian, whatever it is, that Lucian could be swearing on this thing for some reason, and Bezdin believes
them. Bezdin believes them, we destroy the shtar. The shtar is not a kosher shtar.
We're believing them as Hebrew. If this guy goes, just to keep the shtar and keep the queen, these signatures.
Right.
Later on,
he gets that's the safer, yes.
Yes.
Sure. That's the safer, and there's no meagle. Every time you can undo the meagle, you can disprove the meagle. If I say you owe me money, you say, poor meagle mizuri. So I go and I'm a kind of star, then they take away your meagle mizuri. Then you're not believed to say, poor. It's always that way with the meagle. Generally.
Oh, by the fact that you're drawing a queer,
there's another nafkamina he brings. What happens, here you have to help cut, if this star that they're fighting about is a shaver. A shaver means a receipt. Let's say I lent you money, and came time to pay, so I couldn't find my shtar, so I wrote you a receipt. You paid me, I wrote you a receipt with two aidim signed. And now, the two aidim, now I come and I say, you owe me money? You pull out the shaver, you pull out this receipt. So two aidim come, and they say, Ksav Yadeinu, on the receipt, Avalanusim Hayinu, or Slegis Hayinu, or Kregim Hayinu, whatever they say. So now, what happens? If you hold that they believed of Aedis, what do we do to the receipt? We destroy the receipt. If we destroy the receipt, could the Malva get his money now? If we destroy the receipt, then the Malva could take out the Shtar Alva, and he could be Tevea. Right? That's if we do that, if we say you believed of Aedis. And we destroy the receipt. And then the Malva could get his money. However, if we say the reason you're believed is not legal, and we don't destroy the receipt, this receipt remains a suffix. Remains a suffix. It remains a suffix. So then you can't be tevea from it. So I have a receipt, which is a suffix receipt. So then you can't be tevea. There's a second afkamina that says in the Gedulei Shmuel. Lamaisa, the Gedulei Shmuel brings from the Shita Mekubetzes to learn that we rip up the shtar, which means to believe the Teres Eidus. And he's Medayik in Taisis. Taisis talks about Migul, that Taisis holds the other way. Taisis holds that it works out Migul. So we have two ways to learn now. Right? You have one way to learn that our Mishnah is off Migul. Is the way you would learn, if you're learning Daf Yomi, you're learning the Kiyas, you get to this Gemara, you would say, works off Migul. And we have a second way, or maybe a more Mechudishnik way, to say it works off Eidus. The big question is, if it makes sense to work off Eidus, why do you need a Migul for? why does this have anything to do with me, though? I don't know if it makes sense. The two witnesses, they come into Benz and they say an Eidus. So they say an Eidus, why do I need a Migul? Why do I need a Migul here? For what purpose do I need a Migul? Let's chat, we'll call it Taisa Shita, it's probably Rashi Shita, certainly Rashi Shita. That it works off Migul. So the big question is, Svara, why do I need a Migul in this Mishnah for? Who needs a Migul? What does Migul have to do with anything? Two witnesses say the signature was us. They said, we are praying. Why aren't they believed? Look at him. Why aren't they believed? Why do you need a Migul? What do you need a Migul for? Two Eidim are two Eidim. So why do two Eidim never need a Migul? What's shot in this Mahalach? The whole Mahalach that it works at Migul needs a Hezbeth. There are a number of Achrayim. Rav Chaim says that if the Mustavar works without a Migul, he goes on a Rambami, lives up the whole Sugya without Migul. Chaim lives up the whole Sugya without Migul, and we'll see in a minute. When Taisus learns that way, Rambam learns that way. But what's pshat if we learn that the Mishnah is going to out Migul? So Rav Shimon explains. This Rav Shimon, Simi Yitzchess, just the first two paragraphs where he explains this. Rav Shimon says that Be'etzem you would not need a Migul. Be'etzem you wouldn't need a Migul. Here's a problem. The problem is Kivan Shehigid Shuvayna Chayzer Umagid. Even in the Reisha, Kivan Shehigid Shuvayna Chayzer Umagid. Once you already signed the Sfar, and you said an Eidus that you're a Karid, how could you be Chayzer Umagid? The Migul gives you the ability to say Eidus a second time. The Migul gives you the Kayach to be Chayzer Umagid. And once you're Chayzer Umagid, now you're believed not to stay Eidus. You follow? The Etzem, you believe this two witnesses. The problem is, Kivan Shehigid. We said in the Gemara that Eidim Usayim Ishtar, it's like I go to say this. That's the Kanishnech Reidus and the Dez. How could they signed the Shtar a year ago, how could it come today and be Chayzer Umagid? So for that, you need a Migul. So this is Rav Shimon's Hezber, in the sheet that holds you need a Migul. So I think the Mishnah became very different the way you learn it, like I said, the Kiyaswa. Kiyaswa, it's easy, it's a Migul, not a Migul. Suddenly everything changed. Really bad son, you don't need a Migul. Really, you don't need a Migul in this Mishnah. Because you believe, you're two witnesses. And we had a Migul many times, but every time we had a Migul, the person needed a Migul because he's the Baal Davar. He says, I married this woman, and she's not a Basula. She has a Migul. She says, I was a Basula, she has a Migul. Or he says, this was your father's karka. I bought it, he has a Migul. Here it's two Eidim with a Migul. So the Shita Mukhubetta holds that two Eidim don't need a Migul. The Mishnah has nothing to do with Migul. That's the way the Shita learns. And even Tosis, who holds you need a Migul, and Rashi holds you need a Migul, why do they hold you need a Migul? Because really, two Eidim are believed. Just as a problem. Kivan Shehigid Shuvayna Chayzer Umagid. How could you say Eidus again? You signed last time you signed the Shtar. And when you sign a shtar, it's like, I've got to say this in Beis Din. So for that, you need a Migul to give you a kayak to be Chayzer Umagid. This is the way Rav Shimon explains the two ways to learn the Mishnah. Okay, I hope you have the words clear. The Svara we're going to have to think about. The words. The words are, either our Mishnah doesn't need Migul, I think it's the easiest way to learn. It's not easy to learn Rashi and Taisis, but it's easy to learn the Mishnah. You don't need Migul. You believe because you're two witnesses. Or that the reason you need a Migul is to remove Kivan Shehigid Shuvayna Chayzer Umagid.
Isn't that
the Tefteh Iber of what? The Kiyum. But the Kiyum makes that their original signing was a Haggadah. Right? Makes that their original signing was a Haggadah. Rav Shimon proves this. Rav Shimon Balvarin did it. It's too complicated to speak out. Shouldn't prove that even when they Mekayim, it makes that the original signature was a Haggad. It's true, but they have no power to say this Haggadah. If they agree that the old Haggadah was a Haggadah, so then how can they come now and say differently? Except for the meeting. Yes. The way you learn the Mishnah without a Migu is really very simple. The Mishnah says, Eidim Shabruk Tadi, they lose the Avalon. This means, apparently, you're persuaded, say, you know, Ariel and Emanim. Witnesses will say anything in Bezin, I believe. Any witness, a witness can say anything in Bezin, as long as he doesn't make himself a rush. That was the first part of today's shit, he can't make himself a rush. But Eidim can say anything in Bezin. If Eidim come and they say it snowed in August, so Bezin believes them, unless he can prove differently. So they don't come and they say the most unlikely thing. They believe. So they say they cry to my Yinu, Tana my Yinu. They do not believe. Very simple. The problem is that it's so simple that we have to scratch our heads. How do we understand Rashi that you need a Migu? Why do you need a Migu for? So for that comes Rav Shimon and he says you need a Migu because otherwise there's a problem with Kiddush Eig and Shavayna Faizomag. Okay? Pshat, this is all Pshat in the Mishnah. I haven't really gotten into much of the Lumdis, except that it's tied together. But this is Pshat. Now, once you have Pshat, let's just go to the second step. If you learn the Mishnah works out to Migul, why does it work out to Migul? Because I have a problem with Kiva Shehigel. Let's forget our Mishnah for a minute. Let's pick a simple case. I walk into Bezin, I say, hey, this one day. The next day, I walk into bed, and I would like to change yesterday's Eidus. So Ben says, no, you can't change Eidus. Keep in Shehigin. Shavei Nechayzo Magid, we have a rule in Ben. And once you say Eidus, you can't change the Eidus. So I say, yes, but believe me with a Migul. How does that work? Why should a Migul give me a right to break the rules of Ben? There's a rule in Ben. That Keep in Shehigin, Shavei Nechayzo Magid. Is it logical that an eagle should give me a right to change the rules and to give myself the power to speak again? Chayra, there's no svara to that. Rav Shimon is saying that it works. Rav Shimon is saying that in our Reisha of our Mishnah, there's a problem of keeping Shegit Shavein HaChayzer Umagin, and you need the eagle to undo it. How does an eagle undo Keep in
Shehigin.
You cannot change. It depends what you mean by explain. You cannot contradict the assumption of what you said yesterday. If you come to Bezin one day, you say, Ruvay lunch him at $100. You can't come in the second day and say, it was Canadian dollars. You can't do that. Because the understanding of your words yesterday was that it was $100. If you say one day, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon and you sign, by signing implying that the kosher eidus, that the goddess eidus, you can't come the next day and in any way contradict the assumption that you're a kosher eidus yesterday. We had two pshat in Migul. I mentioned to you in the past. One pshat amigo is that amigo is a bearer. Amigo is a proof. Amigo is a proof. I'm telling the truth because otherwise, why would I say this? I could say something else. If amigo is a bearer, then I believe the Rav Shimon makes no sense. You're right. Why should amigo take off Kiva Shemigo? However, Rav Shimon and Rav Chanan learn that a migu is what we call the kayach ha-taim. A migu gives a person the power to speak, kayach to say certain things. Rav Shimon is l'shitasa. Rav Shimon learns that a migu is a kayach ha-taim. Migu means, I have the power to speak about this. Since I created this, I have the power to speak about it. That's what a migu is. A migu is a kayach ha-taim. It gives you the power to time it. If you hold that migu is a kayach ha-taima, then it makes sense to say that even though I said I'm going to say this yesterday, and by rules of Haggadah, now I walk into Bezdin and I say, it's true I signed the Shtar, but I was a Karev. And there's 1 minute. Keep the Shavish in the Chayz of Magad. How could you say you were a Karev? When you signed, the assumption was you're not a Karev. The answer is I have an ego. Ego means I have the power to say, hey, this about that signature. Since I'm the one certifying or verifying the signature, I'm the one now who's creating that first Haggadah Seydus of a year ago. Because if there'd be no Kiyum, that Haggadah Seydus of a year ago wouldn't exist. So since I am now verifying that Haggadah Seydus of a year ago, therefore I have the kayak to say, Avo Kroidim Ayinu. Because Amigo is kayak atayinu. Amigo gives me this kayak to say things which otherwise I could not have said. If you learn that Amigo is kayak atayinu, then, which is where Shimon learns anyhow, then this makes sense. Because Amigo is not a raya, I'm telling the truth. It's just a raya telling the truth. No, it gives me the power to talk. Kayak atayinu means it gives me the power to say something. It gives me the power to talk about this thing. It's a bitter, then it's hard to understand the direction. Yeah. If the start of Kiddushin Shavena Chayzer Magid, how does a Migul fix that? But a bitter won't help me, because remember, if I said two witnesses said this a year ago. Mm-hmm. Now they want to come in and change it. They're two witnesses. They can't change things. So why would Amigo make them any stronger than witnesses anyway? If it's a rule to have permission to speak in Bezdin, so that's what Karachatayna means. It means I have permission to speak. But if it's a raya, you don't need raya, you two item anyway. Less than try to say. Kinishik Shemachayza Magid, less than try to say. You have no right to say a second or other thing. Now, Kapanim, these are the two ways to learn the Mishnah. And we're not done yet. There'll be a third way. Chaim, as always, has a third way. But you give someone too much to chew before they swallow, then they can't swallow. Now, Chaim, we'll see. Chaim's very pushed the way to learn. More pushed than both ways. Once we hit a Chaim, you're going to wonder why anybody would learn different than a Chaim. That always happens. You know, with Reb Chaim. So we'll wait with Reb Chaim till. Let's just. There's another Nakuda. I think a Nakuda. Ketanim Hayinu. Ketanim Hayinu. They say we were Ketanim. The problem is a Gemara and a Pachas that says that Edom are not believed to say Edis about what they saw when they were Ketanim. When you were 12 years old, you saw Reuven bin Isaac Shimon. And now, it's many years later, 20 years old, you come into bed and you say, I saw Reuven. You know, no one knew who did that. I saw, two people saw, we saw. The rule is that people are not believed to say what they saw as a cop. They're not believed to say what they saw when they were Ketanim. So, Reb Shlomo Heyman asked, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Ketanim Hayinu, you're saying Edus, that when you signed that you were a cotton. How can someone say Edus on something he did when he was a cotton? So, here's the Shaila to the Divrei Cheskel, the truth of the Divrei Cheskel to Reb Shlomo Heyman, which Reb Shlomo asked him this, and Reb Shlomo wanted to build a whole binyan from it, but this was his cash. How could you say Ketanim Hayinu? You're saying Edus now on something you did when you were a cotton. A person can't do that. How do you know you were Ketanim?
Because now we're 20 years old and it happened
10 years ago. But you don't believe these things that happened 10 years ago. You don't believe
you don't know that it happened 10 years ago?
We don't believe you that you know what happened 10 years ago.
Well, it can be made all the time that we were designed, it was going to happen.
Good. The Divrei Yecheskel answers, they're not saying we were ketanim. They're saying Yehudis, that all the years we were ketanim, we didn't sign the shah. In other words, we were ketanim for just as many years. We were ketanim, we didn't sign. That's a belief. So the Kaviyah says, we recognize the signature, it's our signature. But ketanim are you. What does it mean, all the time we look at Dailim, we did not sign the shah. How do we explain to understand? Okay, it's such a busted tariff, no? I don't know. Is the Bechester tariff true? Does a person remember all the years he was a god when he didn't sign the shah? Huh? It's a point, but he knows he signed it when he was a cotton. But if he would not know, did it ever happen to you? Someone showed you something, and it was your handwriting. You say, really? You don't remember writing it? Never happened. So if somebody were to bring them this star, they could say for sure, we remember all the years we got there when we didn't sign it. What they only say is because they know that when they were cotton, they signed it. What? Say what?
We never signed for,
but that's only if they know it. But if they know it because if they know it because they remember everything they did on Kedayim, they say we would remember, we did on Kedayim, we certainly would remember, then you're right. But if the reason they're saying Kedayim is because they don't remember everything they did when they were Kedayim, but they remember signing it off the cotton, could they then say we know we didn't sign out the government? The date Mishtar makes a difference. They can't prove they were cotton then. How could you prove you were cotton this many years ago? And nowadays they have birth certificates. But how can you prove it? What?
You prove
it
now that you're
the father 10 years old and the date says 10 years. Maybe that's another territory. It's a belief to say how old they are now. The Mela, we could figure out that they were counting them. What? But Shlomo asked that you can't say Eidus is something you remember from when you were a cut. That's the problem. You can't say Eidus is something you remember from when you were a cut. Could you say just how old you are? How do you know how old you are? The kid walks into shul. At the age, you don't know these bar mitzvahs. Yes or no? Your bar mitzvah says yes. Do you accuse him for me? Everyone does. I don't know. So partial. What? Father has no money to say I won't be Shabbos. Yeah, but if he's a cotton, then we don't believe him that he remembers his own Mitzvah. If he's a dog, father has the money to say I won't be Shabbos. But he knows from his father. I mean, once we know he's a dog, he looks like a dog, now he can say he's a dog. Maybe that's a better parish, maybe that's what the Beit HaSol means. He'll say how old he is, and then the Meila comes out, he's a cut. That'd be a better parish. Say, I know I'm 20 years old. And how does he know? So that type of tradition says that a father is going to say how old the child is.
He's older, but I'm sure he's older. After you say it, I go down 20 years old.
My father told me 7 years ago that it's a minute. Okay, I'll confine him what I'd like. We're not going to cover very much more ground this week. So you have a choice. You can either battle, although Mr. Megillah, or you can take out the Mepharshim here and move them inside, which is what I prefer. And what I prefer you do is take out the Mepharshim, see them inside, and try to understand. And there's much more to what we started today, and I hope you'll have whatever we did today as a basis.